everything went along fine until one day I was home listening to the radio.
And now we present
Satire,
a fanatic with powdered wig and twisted mind.
He was the baddest cat around until I showed up.
Who are you anyway?
Johnny Mathis.
You are so gonna regret this.
There have been many disgusting statements made recently concerning allegations of improper conduct on my part.
See these prehistoric beasts emerge from the bowels of the earth after 200 million years to devastate mankind.
But he's so safe, you just can't tip over.
That's where you fell into a trap.
Oh, let me out.
God said if we did, we would die.
How could that be true?
And God heard her and said,
I have a surprise for you.
I peed on myself.
Just look at you, wet as drowned rats.
I sure hope this never happens in my pants.
Seemed to explode with a simply terrific bang.
All sounds come from a movement of the air.
And it smells good, too.
In case you'd like to hear more,
all you have to do is write to us. Our address is on this package.
Full of bugs and strange animals.
I've got a letter here on American Top 40.
It's from Johnny Mathis.
And here's what he writes.
Dear Casey,
I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record. I gotta talk about a fucking dog dying.
Is Don on the phone?
Now I can open Campbell's soup with my bare hands.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
And according to Donald,
you guys think you're so smart.
That guy's dumber than a bag of hammers.
And like, a lot of us are really smart. I'm really smart.
Donnie, you're such a dick.
He's just plain no good, if you ask me.
I just hope a wasp does sting him.
For fuck's sake, what do I have to do to prove to you son of a bitches what I can do and who I am? And don't you dare fucking criticize my work like that.
That was an excerpt from astronaut Steve Austin's famous transmission to Earth during his historic walk on the moon several years ago. Steve Austin
is not a hunk of delicious pork.
You are a pig.
One morning, as Steve was dressing himself, Steve found
his long trunk,
which was harder now.
He looked at his hands.
Steve liked to do things himself whenever he could.
Give it a yank.
And then he pulled and pulled and oh.
This used to be hard for Steve.
Now for a cleansing morning shower.
Its color is golden yellow.
That's the cheese.
Light, golden, delicious flavor that makes everything taste its Sunday best.
How the whole family loves it.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes,
now that's
do.
Two people
no,
who
I
believe know yes, what they're talking about.
What people?
Two old, dried up
assholes.
Now let's give them names.
George Washington and Abe Lincoln.
The ball is in your court, George.
I'm proud of being a female.
George, you're no help at all.
George Washington and Abe Lincoln.
Write, publish, distribute, and sell 98% of all the sex, filth books and pornographic pictures.
That's interesting, George.
Sexual sadism
is George's specialty.
You're gonna feel more pain.
That is the way Abe Lincoln would have felt about it.
Even our founding fathers indulged in wild, flagrant abuses of the God-given gift of sex.
The joys of brutality. The joys of evil for its own sake.
Evil's all around you.
No need to waste it. You can have it down. Why don't you take it? You're gonna make it after all.
My favorite episode is the one where Mary divorces Robert Petrie to move to Minneapolis to date a woman named Rhoda.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is the latest bulletin from the Intercontinental Radio News.
A pregnant woman is not an invalid and does not need to be treated as such.
Patches of her hair may come out.
And look what she has in her beak!
It could be anything from a chunk of roast goose or packaged coffee.
The word for great coffee flavor is
shit!
The noise was heard as far north as
Gorgoglob, Yugoslavia,
where everything was white and misty.
Like Jimmy here.
This is Jimmy Durante.
We have the marijuana plants.
You should have one too, Jimmy.
Jimmy hadn't enjoyed himself so much in a long time.
They're still smoking grass.
The higher up they go, the more they want to take it with them.
Take a bunch of pills.
Use the handy order blank on the packages of Kellogg's Sugar Frosted Flakes or Sugar Corn Pops.
Just take a pill.
See specially marked boxes for mail-in offer details.
And instantly a box appeared.
Ginny said, maybe there's a baby dinosaur inside it.
No, dumbass.
I want to tell you about a 17-year-old girl that I encountered a few years ago when a group of teenagers had joined my teenage daughter in holding what they call a
whorehouse
in our garage.
That is very interesting.
Now I will kill you.
Well, I've got to be going now.